299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Well, Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight from American Family Field in Milwaukee. It is a 2-1 A's lead, top of the ninth inning. Shea Langeliers will lead off against Yoel Piamps here in the ninth, and Piamps misses low with a slider. It's 1-0. Pat Murphy discussed Piamps, who was pitching for the first time in a week here. Missed inside of a slider, two balls and no strikes before the game today, and just said, you know, primarily, he's not throwing his pitches for strikes. The command is just not there. This ball's hit high and deep to left center field. It is way out of here. Piamps has given up a home run to Shea Langeliers, his fourth of the season. I should say his fifth of the season, and it's 3-1 A's. That was a fastball at 95 on the inner half, and Langeliers hit it a long way, 423 feet. So that'll make it a little tougher in the ninth inning for the Crew. And now here's J.J. Bleda. First pitch to Bleda, misses low, and it's 1-0. Pitch to Bleda. That's hit out to center, but playable for Mitchell. Back into his left, two steps to make the catch. There's one away in the A's ninth. Well, made right here in Wisconsin, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, the hometown favorite, just like Usinger's fine sausage, made in Milwaukee, and Pine River's award-winning cheese spreads from Wisconsin's best dairy farms. It doesn't get any better than the hometown favorites that are also best in class. Jacob Wilson is the batter now, and Piamps' first pitch to him is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Piamps' struggles have meant for him to be essentially removed from leverage types of innings where the team has a lead. 0-1 is a fly ball into shallow center. Sprinting it is Mitchell. He's going to get there in time to make the catch. And there's two down. And that'll get Andujar to the plate. Brewers hope to find spots for Piamps and continue to work with him to get him right, because as Pat Murphy said, you've seen when he is right how dominant he can be. Slider missed inside. It's 1-0. The slider's been such a big pitch for him, and it just doesn't have the same bite right now, and it certainly doesn't land where he wants it to most of the time, it feels like. Misses a little bit low with the fastball. Actually, that's called a strike. Right at the very bottom of the zone, it's 1-1. One pitch. Slider hit on the ground to short. Backhanded by Ortiz. Slings it across to first in time to retire Andujar, and the inning is over. So the leadoff home run, but that's it for the A's. They lead it 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
You get your podcast.
Well, work to do for the crew, trailing 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Here at American Family Field, the Brewers will face one of the top closers in the game in Mason Miller. Miller is not just a triple-digit fastball guy. He is triple digits plus a couple. And Bryce Drang in the top of the order to start things up. And he starts him off with a slider on the inner half for a strike. It's 0-1. Terang, Churio, and Yelich to face Mason Miller here in the ninth, trailing by 2 runs. 0-1 is fouled out of play down the left field line and out of play. It's 0-2. Fouled straight back into the net. Stays at 0-2 on Bryce. Miller, that fastball, it'll get up there 100, 101, maybe even 103 on a good day. 0-2. Hit foul and out of play. Third base side. That was 101. 101 about belt high. Miller looking in. 0-2 pitch. Missed outside with a fastball at 102. And it's 1-2 on Bryce Terang. Brewers will have to earn it tonight here in the ninth against one of the most electric arms in the game. 1-2 is fought off foul into the screen above the A's dugout.
You know, normally you'd be like, wow, thankfully somebody other than Severino.
Right.
I don't know if you're thankful to see this guy.
Severino was very good tonight. 8 incredibly strong innings. 1-2 is down and in, and it goes to 2-2. But Bryce is putting together a very competitive at bat right now against Miller. This is setting the tone for this inning in a very good way so far. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball, right field. Butler going back into the corner. Butler still pursuing, and Butler will make the catch in the corner on the warning track. Wasn't hit all that well. They got in on Bryce. He pulled it into the right field corner. Did not have anywhere that close to home run distance. Butler had to travel a lot of ground to track it down, though, and make the catch for the first out. Now here's Jackson Churio. Butler almost overran that, and if he had, that would have made this ninth really interesting. First pitch to Jackson is a slider in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. This is a fun matchup here. Miller versus Churio. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a slider down and away. Jackson was trying to get after a fastball there, and it's 0-2. Miller hasn't given him one yet. O-2 pitch. Yanked the slider down to the dirt. Jackson didn't chase it. And it goes to 1-2. Yelich in the on-deck circle. You just want to get somebody on and get that tying run to the plate to try and make it interesting here in the ninth. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased the slider away. He never got one fastball from Miller in that entire at-bat. And now here's Yelich with 2 outs and nobody on. Yelich, hot coming into the game, but 0-3 so far tonight. Miller's first pitch. Fastball low, and it's 1-0. Brewers led 1-0. A's tied it in the fifth and took the lead in the sixth. Swing and a miss through a slider, and it's 1-1. And then the A's added an insurance run in the top of the ninth and lead it 3-1 with two outs and nobody on. Miller's 1-1 pitch is a fastball down and in at 102, and it's 2-1. Yelich a strikeout and a couple of groundouts tonight. 2-1. Fouled back and out of play, and it's 2-2. Miller looking in. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 102. And the A's have evened the series at a game apiece. The A's with a 3-1 win on this Saturday night here in Milwaukee. And we will have a rubber match tomorrow afternoon on Easter Sunday. We're back to tell you about this one after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers ticket plans are still available starting at just under $300. Enjoy Brewers action all summer long and secure savings of up to 35%, plus the best locations and benefits like concessions discounts. Learn more at brewers.com/ticket finder.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Drum roll, please.
Carb Bliss is here with refreshing new flavors.
Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carb Bliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in store wherever Carb Bliss is sold and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carb Bliss.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people, and they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply in support 30-2025.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo, Miller Lite, it's Miller Time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's famous sausage, Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Homps Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and the Wisconsin Dental Association. Josh, the Brewers had a lead, but they had a hard time getting much done against Luis Severino tonight.
Yeah, they ran into Severino and then Mason Miller in the ninth. And it was the Athletics pitching that was the story and spoiled a great start otherwise from Chad Patrick. So the series even at a win apiece, 3-1, the Athletics get the victory by scoring the final three runs. For me, the headline is time of the game, so I'll list that first. This game was pitched and played so well, it took 1 hour and 59 minutes. I can count on one hand in the last, 20 years of my life that I've seen a game where the final time of game started with the number one. Severino gave up all three base runners that the Brewers got in the game. They were just three hits, no walks tonight at all. And he gets his first win as a member of the A's. Improves to 1-3, their big free agent signing this offseason. Chad Patrick takes his first major league loss, despite arguably his best outing. He's 1-1, and Mason Miller, just a dominant ninth, to earn his sixth save in as many opportunities. 30,659 watched it tonight, so the Brewers will have to win tomorrow to win the series and get a winning homestand, Lane.
Brewers have won all their home series so far this year, so that'll be on the line tomorrow as well. Well, we'll be back with you for Easter Sunday tomorrow. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 12:35. The game follows at 1:10. Finale of this series, left-hander Jeffrey Springs for the A's. It'll be Logan Henderson making his debut for the crew. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show coming up in just a few moments. Again, the final score here tonight, the Athletics even the series, a 3-1 victory over the Brewers. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
There's a winning magic powering up at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spin Slot Tournament. Just conjure your rewards card and play slots to earn drawing entries. Each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins, only at Potawatomi. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on retirement contributions. A very handsome reward indeed. With Robinhood Gold, your annual IRA contributions are boosted by 3%. Plus, you also get 4% APY on your cash in non-retirement accounts. That's over 8 times the national savings average.
The perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% IRA boost on annual contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk, rates subject to change. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Over 8 times the national average savings account interest rate claim is based on data from the FDIC as of November 18th, 2024. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Well, sometimes you run into a buzzsaw starting pitcher. Tonight, that was Luis Severino for the Athletics. And they are on a real heater, having a great road trip, having a great road season thus far, as the A's even this series at a win apiece, coming from behind to defeat the Brewers by a final score of 3-1 in 1 hour and 59 minutes. So we welcome you into the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Get you the recap coming up later on. Scores are going to begin things for us, though. You can reserve your seat at Potawatomi Sportsbook to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. Severino, 8 innings. He allowed just 3 base runners and 1 run. There were only 3 hits. There was not a single walk issued by A's pitching in this game. And Chad Patrick, despite a terrific start against his former organization, took his first major league loss. Well, the Brewers have one more game of this homestand, followed by a season-long 10-game road trip. But afterwards, the Brewers' next homestand is brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. It begins Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Make it a double play in Milwaukee. Catch a Brewers game and then check out the Milwaukee Film Festival running through May 8th. Learn more at visitmilwaukee.org. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. I'm Josh Maurer with you after this 3-1 A's win. The Brewers lose a game to the Cubs in the Central Division standings today as Chicago beat Arizona at Wrigley this afternoon for the second day in a row. 6-2 the final. And unlike Friday when they had to score six in the bottom of the eighth to come from behind, they scored all six of their runs against Zach Gallen in the first two innings. So Chicago now 14-9, two games clear of the Brewers. It was not a good day for the rest of the division. Everybody else lost, and both the Cardinals and the Pirates were shut out by identical 3-0 scores. The Cardinals in New York by the Mets, and Kodai Senga for 5 2/3. Mets have won the first three games of that series against St. Louis. 3-0 the final. Ditto, same final for Paul Skeens and the Pirates today by the Cleveland Guardians. Ben Lively outpitched Skeens, who went seven innings. Two runs, not anything to sneeze at for Paul Skeens, but it's the Guardians who shut out the Pirates 3-0, and Cleveland's taking the first two games of that series. Pittsburgh now 8-14 on the season. And also on the road, the Reds lose in Baltimore. Camden Yards, their ace Hunter Green, gave up three early homers. Green charged with five runs in three innings, and it was a 9-5 Baltimore win ultimately. Reds have now dropped three of their last four, so a tough day for the Central Division as the Brewers also fall here 3-1. Big rubber match tomorrow to try to get a winning homestand and win another home series. We have a preview of that coming up later. More scores next, though, on the Brewers Radio Network.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Attention auto enthusiasts. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel is bringing you huge savings while supplies last. Stock up on Evercraft and Craftsman clearance items. And don't miss out on Cam 2 Brake Clean, just $1.99 per can, sold only by the case of 12. Plus, buy two Griot's Garage Wash and Wax products and save $5. These deals won't last forever. Shop now through April 30th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the lobster feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Athletics score the final three runs. They win the game on homers by Brent Rooker. That was the go-ahead shot in the sixth, and later Shea Langeliers in the ninth. 3-1, the final teams have split the first couple, and Pat Murphy is now visiting with the media. Let's listen in.
We did hit a few balls hard, but didn't punch out. Usually that results in runs, but and we pitched very well. I mean, Chad Patrick had another great outing, six innings, pitched good enough to win, and yeah.
Was it attacking early to count against Severino? Is that part of the game plan?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be around the plate. We want to stay aggressive. We put some good swings on it, but then, you know. Yeah, we didn't, you know, William hit a ball right to the fence. Churio smoked a ball to right field. Terang hit two balls hard. You know, Frelick, I guess he didn't really hit that too hard, but Mitchell had a great night, a couple hard contacts. And we just missed a couple other ones, but, yeah, the guy's a veteran. They paid him, I don't know how much they paid him this year. A lot of money?
It was a record deal for him, yeah, 66, 67.
All right, well, that's why they did, because he's good.
Is Chad Patrick gaining more confidence, maybe get into
I would think so. That's a good, really good lineup, and he pitched really, really well. He pitched out of a jam, and, yeah, I thought he was spot on tonight. He pitched well enough to win.
Pat Murphy taking questions from the media following a 3-1 loss to the Athletics. Time now for the home run distance recap. The longest home run this season for a Brewer was Christian Yelich at Coors Field last road trip, 465 estimated feet. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. After the Brewers play the rubber match against the A's tomorrow, they're going to play four games against the San Francisco Giants. Giants are just about to get underway in a game in the Angels, at the Angels. Landon Roop and Kyle Hendricks, the pitching matchup. Giants have been very good this season as we start to acclimate you with them under Bob Melvin. But they have lost their last couple of games, dropped the opener of the series against the Halos last night. But they're still 13-7, third in the NL West. That's how good that division is, behind the Padres and the Dodgers. But Giants off to a great start with Willy Adames. Game two of that series against the Angels just about to get underway. And also earlier today, it was a great win for the Rangers against the Dodgers. 4-3. Adolis Garcia, walk-off two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth against LA's Kirby Yates. Snapped the Dodgers' four-game winning streak. 4-3, the Rangers, who are 10-2 at home this season for Bruce Bochy. For every Milwaukee home run all season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, OAW's donated $2,100 thanks to 21 homers. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 3-1 in a pitcher's duel. The A's get the win to even the series, and we'll tell you how they did it after this on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG Group of Companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values at Compact Tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
3-1 A's over the Brewers, evening the series at one win apiece. We'll have a Sunday rubber match coming up, and the Brewers will have Logan Henderson, a rookie, make his major league debut as the starting pitcher for that one on Easter Sunday tomorrow. We got a preview of that coming up just a few moments on the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show. Reserve your seat at Potawatomi to watch every pick happening in Green Bay from the 24th through the 26th. Enjoy huge screens, food, drinks, and a party in the annex at the Sportsbook. But first, let's get you some highlights. Presented by Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Well, as Pat Murphy was just talking about, Luis Severino got paid a lot of free agent dollars for a reason to go over to the Athletics in this past offseason from the Mets. It's because he's a really good veteran pitcher, back healthy for the last couple of years. So you knew runs could be tough to come by tonight for the crew. And they turned to Chad Patrick in his fourth major league start on six full days of rest. Patrick was very good early. In fact, getting a strike him out, throw him out double play to end the first, stranding a runner at second in the second inning. And then in the third, a double play ended the frame. It was still scoreless when Garrett Mitchell became the first Brewers base runner, leading off the bottom of the third with a double. Joey Ortiz advanced him to third with a ground out, and then Caleb Durbin came up with the infield in his second major league game. 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground, past the mound at the shortstop, but it's going to be played by Wilson, and his only out is at first. Scoring is Mitchell. He belly flops into the plate, and Caleb Durbin has his first major league run batted in. He did put a ball in play, hit it softly enough they couldn't come home. It's 1-0 crew.
He's checking off all the boxes, isn't he?
Yeah, he has these last couple of nights as Caleb Durbin just coming up to the major leagues for the first time. That's all the Brewers would get that inning, and that's all the Brewers would get all night. Severino would make it through eight innings ultimately. The A's finally got to Patrick, and they tied the game in the fifth with three straight hits to begin the frame. Single, single, RBI double, Miguel Andujar, and it was 1-1. And after that Andujar double, it was still runners on second and third with nobody out. But that's when Patrick got tough. Toughest that we saw him all night. Infield came in. He struck out Gio Urshela. Infield still in. He struck out Max Muncy. And then to the plate, Lawrence Butler.
Work to do here, though, against a dangerous hitter. First pitch swinging. Popped it up. Into right field. Terang way out there. And now being called off by Frelick, who makes the catch in fair territory. And the inning is over. Chad Patrick works his magic. Gives up the one run, but nothing more.
It was a great job to get out of that. But the very next batter he faced was a leadoff home run in the sixth by Brent Rooker, and ultimately the go-ahead shot from one of the best sluggers in the American League, just over the outstretched glove of Garrett Mitchell in the left center field gap. The home run would win the game. They would later get a home run from Shea Langeliers against Yoel Piamps leading off the ninth. But again, it was the Athletics pitching that was the story. Severino, eight innings, just three base runners in the one run. And Mason Miller, I think, for my money, if not the best closer in the game, maybe one of the top three. And he retired the side in order to punctuate a 3-1 win for the A's. Winner gets the series tomorrow afternoon on Easter Sunday, and we'll come back to preview it for you after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
The A's are having a great road trip. They swept the White Sox before they got to Milwaukee. They now have split the first couple of games after a 3-1 win tonight here at American Family Field. So if they can win tomorrow, they'll end up going 5-1 on the trip here to the Midwest. For manager Mark Kotze, that'd be a really nice mid-April road trip. Brewers hope to get a 4-2 homestand. They'll accomplish that if they win tomorrow. We're back in the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. The crew pitching tonight. Crew pitching had 9 ortho ASAP strikeouts. Chad Patrick, very good. He had 7 of those in his 6 innings. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. We're on the air tomorrow, Easter Sunday at 12:35 with the on-deck show built by Menards. First pitch, 1:10. Jeffrey Springs, another one of the big offseason acquisitions for the A's, is going to get the ball. He's a tough left-hander, so you figure runs could be hard to come by again tomorrow for the Brewers, and so they'll be relying on Logan Henderson. You ever heard of him? He's a rookie, a former draft choice by the Brewers, and he's just gotten called up earlier this homestand. Hasn't pitched yet. This will be his major league debut as he makes the start tomorrow. Logan Henderson, rated currently the number 12 prospect in the organization. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer for Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld. Once again, the final tonight in 1 hour and 59 minutes. It was the Athletics 3 and Milwaukee 1. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. Have a great rest of your Saturday night, everybody.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas's Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
Of that studio.
Yeah, yeah. My job was always call the bands for money. So I was not the fun not the fun job. I was a studio receptionist, you know.
Oh,
so
boy.
I've heard quite a few stories from a lot of musicians and you know, I love it all. So it's all good stories now.
Now Jacob Rip, he's hanging out with his girlfriend in the Netherlands tonight and he can't be here, but give the bases some. He's the son of Chasers Jim Rip. Tell us about JR.
JR is awesome. And yeah, in the Netherlands, which blows me away, met a girl on the internet and she's
wow.
Come here a couple times. This is his first time there. We do miss him. So we're playing as a 4-piece tonight. Nathan, you're doing a great job on the bass. But Jacob Rip, he's a neighborhood kid that went to school with my children, you know, and just started coming over to the house and, you know, didn't know the Jim Rip story or anything with Chaser. And he started farting around with the guitar. And that was probably, 5 years ago, something like that. And then Aiden, started jamming with him. And, you know, kind of Aiden taught him how to play bass and kind of been been a best buddy ever since, really.
That's incredible. What a great story. And what a great group of kind of people that you all knew.
Had these
connections, and you put it all together in this brand new band, Power Takeoff. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Honestly, and it will be on your new album, Revolution. Honestly, tell us about this song.
Honestly, I will. This is one of those usually at the shows, too. If there's somebody out there that is your friend or somebody you care about or love, family member, or whoever that is, and they're struggling in life, it's a song that hopefully encourages you to go talk to that person, maybe give them some words of encouragement and try to make their world a little bit better of a place. So it's about just being a good friend. It's a song called Honestly.
Honestly, I'm loving Power Takeoff here. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Honestly, you should call or text your opinion too. 844-967-2789. It's Power Takeoff on Max Inc. Radio.
You take it all and you walk the moon. Everyone has heard enough to feel your point of view. You're so far gone. So mark the day. This time I am giving up and you wanted it that way. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love if you want it. And so you run far from me. To execute your power persuasion of anarchy, you take the stand and take it all. Thank me not for giving in, cause I know where I belong. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love if you want it. I can't see the peace that you find there. In your darkest hour, there's nobody to run to. Run away with me. There's a chance of normalcy. Take one look at time. You are the one I can find. One step in the day beats falling back the other way. And we fight. Come on, Madison. And we fight, fight, fight. Honestly. Honestly, you know I could take you there. I can give you love, it's up to you if you want it. I can't see the peace that you find there. In your darkest hour, there's nobody to run to. It's up to you if you want it. And there's nobody to run to. It's up to you if you want it. Honestly. 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 Honestly.
Honestly, awesome. Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Power Takeoff is here. And that's a fun song.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you. I really enjoy singing the harmonies and everything with everybody. Thank you.
If you're just tuning in now, if you want to catch the podcast later or maybe listen to the replay, you could do that. The show will replay tomorrow, Sunday, at the same time, 6 to midnight. And you get the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. radio page on civicmedia.us.
All right, let's get to know guitarist Mikey Delp, Cowboy,
Mikey.
Here in this band.
Howdy.
You're on guitars, though not a dad.
Well, not that we know of.
Not that we know of yet.
Not on record.
Mikey,
wait,
is...
there's someone on hold right now.
No, don't answer.
Okay.
Well, Mikey is the other dad in the band. Sneaky Past 40, you've been playing for a while. What is your backstory?
Well, I ran into Scott back when I was 15 years old at an open mic at Ward Brat back when that was still around.
Yeah.
His band, the Weisenheimers, were playing, and of course I knew them from the Packers song. So
yeah.
and then what was it, like a couple weeks later, out of the blue, I get a phone call. I didn't live in Madison. I lived in Gratiot, Wisconsin. I don't know if anybody knows
where that's know where that is.
Middle of nowhere.
Say the name again.
Gratiot.
Okay.
It's by Monroe.
Oh, okay. Down in Greene County.
Yep. Okay. All right. Yep. Yep. So yeah. So he reached out. He somehow found me, tracked me down, and we've kept in contact through the years. We played in a few different bands, and then we kind of grew apart for a while, and then 2019 or whatever, I got another call out of the blue, and here we are all over again.
Well, now how did you get started in music?
Well, I didn't have any parents that played music. I just kind of was drawn to it, I guess.
Wow.
I played a lot of different instruments. I always wanted
guitar?
To play guitar.
Oh, what
I always
other
wanted
instruments?
To play guitar, but my parents wanted me to learn piano first.
Yeah, of course.
So there was a lot of piano. I hated it at the time, but I'm so thankful for it now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Everybody says that. Yeah. I hated it at the time.
Yeah.
Did you, it's the foundation stuff. Of everything.
Do you still use piano now with either on stage or recording or just writing a song or something like that?
I should. I've got a little keyboard that I've always wanted to bring on stage. So maybe that'll show up here soon.
Don't rule it out.
What are a couple of the bands that you've been in previously?
Well, Scott and I were in Pine together.
Okay.
We were in Johnny Rocker and the High Rollers
together.
Oh,
yeah. I remember that band.
I think that's all that
That's your big ones?
Yeah that's all I got.
7 years on Johnny Rocker. Yeah, it was quite a few years.
So now, Power Takeoff played Bratfest at the Align Energy Center in Madison last year, and you're back at Bratfest this year on May 23rd. Tell us about playing this, pretty big event in Madison.
Well, we always love it, and we're spoiled to be able to play it. This year, we are filming a music video for the song Revolution. That
really?
We did a little earlier, yeah.
At Bratfest while you're playing?
Yeah, at Bratfest, yeah.
Oh, so it'll be like a live performance video?
Yeah.
So the crazier the fans, the better, right?
Yeah. But, the thing with Bratfest, though, is you go, oh, Friday night, 7 o'clock, that's a great slot. But if it rains, Sunday at noon is a good slot, I mean, it's all Mother Nature.
Well,
right?
Actually, my band Ironplow was set to play there last year, and we got rained out.
Yeah, a lot of people did. We were fortunate. Yeah. We were able to play and just so lucky that way. And, we went to that event that Michael Alexander had at the Crystal Grand, the Bratfest, and the bands that didn't get to play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was
a
fun
event. Yeah, we played
there,
too.
Yeah, that was a fun thing. That was a fun thing. So,
yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah. I always enjoy the camaraderie in meeting. There's just so many musician friends you have, and they're all in the same place, really, on the same weekend, right? I mean,
and Bratfest, I think, are you guys opening for Ace Frehley?
I think we play the opposite stage. I think when we get done on the main stage, Ace Frehley plays the grand stage. So I think we're like the stage over, but we're not on the same stage as
but
Ace Frehley.
I think that Bratfest is so great that they have these, really big national bands, but they have local bands too. There's plenty of local bands playing at Bratfest.
But you walk around. I mean, how many people do you see when you make that lap
like
to go?
Absolutely,
Jimmy.
You
that's
see
you
everybody.
Nailed it. And then there's a lot of good people.
Well, half my friends are the celebrity brat servers too.
Right. So everybody.
it's a lot of fun at Bratfest. Now, who in the band will eat the most brats?
Jacob, our bass player.
Yeah.
He sticks them in his pocket and takes them home.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know?
He doesn't, but I swear.
Do you know what the record? How many brats?
I think he did 6 one time. And
that's
still
pretty good.
He ate my brats. I said, you can have my brats even. So.
They have a pretty good brat selection in the band, in the green room backstage.
Yeah, definitely.
Every kind of brat that I think that they make.
Yeah.
Even the non-meat ones.
I got to fire up the grill here. I'm getting hungry now.
And sometimes the Nationals play and then they kick you out and you're like, oh, I don't have the brat buffet anymore.
Yeah.
You
know? I need another brat.
Right.
The brat buffet. That's like, that should be a song right there, man.
It should be.
The brat buffet.
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
That might be a little weird.
We're not talking about the sausage party. We're talking about the brat buffet.
Oh, boy. We're going somewhere we don't need to go.
Yes.
Let's get back to live music in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Between You and Me. And it's an old song from your first record, and it peaked at number 39 in the mainstream rock charts. Tell us about this song.
This is a song that was kind of written. Ethan Hank had a girl at one point, and I remember them walking together, and I was like, oh, what a cute couple, and they look so happy. And it took me back to me and my wife, and it is our 28th wedding anniversary today, me and my wife. And but it wow. took me back to those
anniversary.
Thank you. But it took me back to so happy anniversary, babe. But it took me back to that young love and this between you and me. It's just kind of a song that just early stages of a relationship, you know, kind of nervous, but yet giddy and excited. So
Kool-Aid in a Dixie cup. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of one of those, a spinoff. Yeah, kind of. So
Power Takeoff live in a layer here on Max Inc. Radio.
Before you and me, I never had my head straight. There's a spring in my step that's been gone for a very long time. Between you and me, no more messing around town. And you outshine the stars in the galaxy time after time. Before you and me, I never had no devotion. Now we wish and we dream and we hope for a much better life. Between you and me, I think we're gonna make it. It's like Jack and Diane or Bonnie and Clyde. So let's hop in the car and go for a ride. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth my heart always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier in the day. And babe, you know it's true. My heart always shines for you. Before you and me, maybe I was jaded. And it takes me a bit to admit that this is alright. Between you and me, I'm really loving this trip. So like Jack and Diane or Bonnie and Clyde, so let's hop in the car and go for a ride. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth, my heart always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. Babe, you know it's true. My heart always shines for you. My heart always shines for. My heart always shines for. My heart always shines for you. And this whole world gets crazier day by day. And there's one single truth. My heart always shines for you. This whole world gets crazier day by day. But babe, you know it's true. My heart always shines for you. My heart always shines for you. My heart always shines for you.
Yeah. Hey, you have some shows coming up at the Firehouse at the Crystal Grand Theater. It's a beautiful theater in Wisconsin Dells. When is this show, this big gig?
Next Friday, actually. We are playing with Firehouse. What would the date be on that?
I believe it would be the 25th.
The
25th? The
25th. Okay. All right. Sounds right. Yes, come on out.
What's coming up in the future for Power Takeoff, and how can we keep up with you guys online?
Please check us out on Facebook, Power Takeoff Band, powertakeoffband.com. Spotify, check out our music, Apple Music, Stryker Records. Just check us out. Every road kind of leads to the same road, right? I mean, all the outside, but yeah, there's schedules and come out and see us anytime. Love to see you.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in the studio tonight to chat with us and perform live here in the Lair. The last song you have for us tonight is called Yard Bull Blues. Is this a song from the new record?
Yes, it is. This one we've recorded a couple times. This is one of the first songs that I ever wrote. And this song is, I don't know if you're familiar with Yard Bull Blues, but there is an old bull that roams around in the yard. And he gets a little bored with the female cows, and he's got the Yard Bull Blues. And this is referred to as the COVID years. Everybody had the Yard Bull Blues, right? So that's what this song is about.
Let's get into it right now. Power Takeoff, live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Yard Bull Blues, and he's hitting the town, partying hard till the sun goes down, chasing all the chicks in the barnyard pit. Now the saddle's up, never wants a good way. Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues, and they're hitting the town. They got the Yard Bull Blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues, and they're hitting the town all night. The Yard Bull Blues, rather he to stay. Farmers, get your chicks and get out of the way. They're going out strong, and they're having a ringing at the party till the count of nine. Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues, and they're hitting the town. They got the Yard Bull Blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues, and they're hitting the town. Come on. Got the Yard Bull Blues. We got the Yard Bull Blues. They got the Yard Bull Blues. We got the Yard Bull Blues. And ooh. All right, hey, we'd like to thank Rocker and Jimmy for having us out here. Alice in the back, happy Easter to all ya. We hope you're having a good time. We know that we did. We hope to be back on your show sometime soon, Rocker. Thank you. Happy Easter! JR plays the bass, we got no saxophone. Summer plays a Jimmy on a slide trombone. Jerry Lee Lewis, a great balls of fire. Mustang, Savage, she lost a tire. All of my friends, we'd like to gather around. We got the Yard Bull Blues, and we're hitting the town. We got the Yard Bull Blues. 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 Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues, and they're hitting the town.
Hey!
Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues, and they're hitting the town.
Hey!
Slim and his friends, they all gather around. They got the Yard Bull Blues, and they're hitting the town. Thank you, Rocker. Thank you.
Absolutely outstanding.
We are Power Takeoff. Thank you.
Power Takeoff live in the Lair. Thank you, gentlemen. That was fantastic. A little rock and roll in the Lair. Hey, check it out. We got double dips of all the rocker jamboree bands coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Rob Roberts has After Hours. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The Supreme Court acting on an emergency appeal from the ACLU involving new deportation efforts by the Trump administration.
The Trump administration's battle with the courts is rapidly escalating, with the Supreme Court again weighing in on their deportation plans, ruling on an emergency appeal from the ACLU, putting pause on the deportation of Venezuelan migrants held in Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. That's a centuries-old wartime law that provides little to no due process.
ABC's Selena Wang. The Florida State University community traumatized by a campus shooting Thursday while authorities in Tallahassee search for a motive. Court records from 2015 reveal the suspected shooter had been on medication for several health and medical issues, including growth hormone disorder and ADHD. Ukrainian President Zelensky calling out Russian President Putin over his declaration of an Easter truce. Zelensky says Ukrainian troops continue to be met with Russian attacks on the front lines. This is ABC News. As millions are